Welcome back with another episode of Two Joes and a Pro. As always, you got your Rise, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. What's going on,
my boys? What's up?
What is up?
Do you hear the energy is low?
It's Kenny's low. Flat like his Lakers right now. He's flat.
Jeez.
Yeah.
In real time, anyways.
Maybe yeah, that's
get hyped later if they come back.
That's why I'm feeling the way I feel. It's because right now, currently, the Lakers are down to the Grizzlies with a Ja Morant-less Grizzlies at that. And I understand people say, well, they've been playing well without Ja, blah, blah, blah. Tyus Jones has been playing real well, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Our guys have to show up day in and day out. You got to. It's the playoffs. This is not regular season. I don't care what. There's no way. There's no other place your mind should freaking be, Anthony Davis, than in this game. You damn near try to cop out the last game. Talk about, I can't feel my arm. I can't feel my arm.
Oh, no.
Granted, I get it. It was a stinger. All right? I get it. But the way you were about like acting, we thought you were out for the rest of the day. And I was with Stephen A. I was with Stephen A on it. If you didn't play the rest of the series, done with you. Done with you. Because you literally robbed us. Because if you didn't play the rest of the series, when was the last season did you play that you weren't hurt? The bubble? Right? And that's probably because everybody was gone for 6 months. So yeah. All you do is you had to stay inside a contained environment.
And it was like half a season.
I can't, you know, not even half. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like 3 weeks. Stay healthy for 3 weeks. All right, I could do that. That ain't too bad. This is the guy that didn't pick up the basketball. I ain't pick up a basketball in months. Right? So, anyway, don't let me get on that tangent, even though I already did. College, nothing really to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about Matt Rhule taking a jab at Deion. Who cares about that? Draft coming up next week. We'll touch on our mock draft next week, right before the actual draft. And then... That's it. That's all I got.
Damn, that was quick.
All right. Well, since you already touched on NBA, we'll talk about real quick the Lakers. We're going to talk about the Lakers, Kenny. They are up 1-0 on the series with the Grizzlies. Despite Kenny's feelings right now, they've looked better. They look like a team that could make a little noise in the playoffs. We'll see. I mean, one game is not noise. We're not sure yet.
Listen, when we win this series, then who we play next?
Okay, I don't even know. I don't even have my bracket up right now.
Kings. What?
I don't think the Lakers can match that firepower.
You're crazy.
Okay.
Who is guarding LeBron?
It don't matter.
It does matter. It doesn't matter.
LeBron could have 30 points. It don't matter because who's guarding De'Aaron Fox? Nobody.
What are you talking about? Do you not see the guys that we have on our team? We all of our players, all of our defensive players are tall and long, bro. De'Aaron Fox ain't getting them same shots as with Steph Curry. Okay. Steph Curry's guarding him. What are you talking about? 6'6", 6'7", it's not the same as 6'3". It's not. And more athleticism, it's not the same, right?
I'm telling you. De'Aaron Fox is a killer in the fourth quarter. I'm telling you.
He is balling right now, but come on, let's not overstretch.
I mean, I think the Kings were in like the top three in scoring this year. They're no slouches. I thought that
stat
pad. I figured that they would be done in by their defense because they don't really play it. But so far they're taking care of business against Golden State. They're up 2-0. You know,
Warriors gonna win.
Honestly, if I was a betting man, which I am a betting man.
I might be
putting a little money on the Warriors right now because despite the fact that they were on the road and they haven't won on the road all year, they actually looked good. Even though they lost, I know that's weird to say, but like they actually looked pretty good. They played close. You know, Wiggins could have made that last three at the end of game one. They win that game probably. You know, if Draymond doesn't get ejected in game two because he's their team leader, maybe they can win that game too. We don't know. Speaking of Draymond getting ejected for stomping on Sabonis, which he did. which he was, I think, justified in doing, but he did go a little extra.
Bro.
He did. He went a little extra.
I talked to Tasha about this, right? I'm talking to her. I showed her the video. She was like, oh, he stopped. What was he supposed to do? I understand the action, but what was he supposed to do?
I agree, but he put more force into it than just someone who was stumbling.
And people made it seem like Sabonis did nothing. And
no, if you look at the, he did. If, he grabbed his ankle.
But when you look at it, he wrapped his arm around and then he's holding 100%. The whole time. So when he's trying to pull his foot through, he's still pulling on it. And then guess what? He let go at the end. And then
And then cried on the floor like a little girl. Then, yeah, I know.
Did he? Come on, bro. We've all been stepped on before. He might give him a little gut check. Come on. But the way Sabonis was rolling on the ground, you would have thought his ribs were broken.
I know.
And listen, of course, because he knew, granted to him on acting, because he knows what people were going to do. You knew they were going to suspend Draymond because people know it's Draymond's pass.
Yeah.
Right? He punched his teammate, did this. Oh my God, suspend him. People were saying suspend him for the rest of the series. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, no, those people are just crazy.
Is it? Go ahead.
They both should have been suspended, in my opinion.
I think so as well.
You can't be grabbing a guy's ankle. Like, you could hurt him.
And then you're rapping with him. Like, he's moving. You're holding on to it.
Yes.
Right? So people were like, okay, Draymond should have, like Draymond said in there, what was I supposed to do? He's like, you act like I'm some athletic balance freak or something like that. Like, I was supposed to stretch my leg across. So then if he stretches his leg across his body, right, when his weight is already shifted from his left ankle to his right foot in the air, then if he goes, he hyperextends his knee, does something like that, then people are like, oh, what?
Yeah, nothing happens.
Nothing happened, right? People are like, oh, it's part of the game. So I understand what he did. Granted, it looks weird because his foot slammed down on him. It's because it's Draymond. But if you look at it, you can tell it wasn't as much force because the way he, like, kicked up like that.
Yeah. No, I agree, but, like, Draymond put a little something into it. He wanted to make sure, Sabonis to know, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, he should be suspended this next game?
No. Not unless they suspend Sabonis.
Yeah, ejection for the and rest of the game, cool. But to be suspended the next game, I thought that was just crazy, especially the game three. And I would say that J.J. Redick had pointed out something that was good as well. The officiating, that the calls that the Kings are getting, it looks a little skewed, right? It looks like, hey, we don't want the Warriors to win type thing. Like somebody's pressing a button. Not saying that they are, but it looks like that.
Where's Scott Foster at? Was he there? I mean.
The same calls are not getting called, right? They'd be like, okay, blocking, go down the other end, charge. Yeah. That's the same call that was on the other end, though.
I know.
Why are you not calling the charge?
That's the NBA, though. Home cooking always gets the calls. They always
do. But it's getting blatant. Like, obvious. You know what I'm saying? It's real obvious. Obvious certain play calls is like, it's not geared. Certain hand-checking calls, like, was that game one? It was certain, like, hand-checking calls or maybe a little bump, foul. But on the other end, they were playing very physical on the defensive side for Sacramento. Yeah. And it was no call. So, for me, it's like, if you don't want them to win, like, then let Sacramento Kings beat them fair and square. Don't, like, try to put it in their favor, right? Because you're like, oh, well, it's going to be a Cinderella story type thing. They're playing good. They haven't been in here in 20 years or whatever the case may be.
I mean, so, the storyline is helpful to the league. So if you want to believe in conspiracies, the league has all the ammunition to want the Kings to succeed because Golden State's the old story now. Everybody's tired of them. What I mean? It's like the Yankees when they were great
the Patriots. It's like the Patriots.
Patriots, like,
yeah, nobody great wants dynasty, to keep watching people get tired of it. Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Yeah. I carried on too long.
Anyways, we'll move along to Phoenix and the Clippers. It's been a back and forth series so far, 1-1. Kawhi is nasty right now. He's definitely carrying that team. I don't know how much, like, I don't know if the Clippers can hang because without Paul George, I'm not sure when he comes back. if he's coming back.
I don't know if he's going to be back this series.
Yeah. I just don't know if they're deep enough with enough talent. Like, Russell's been playing really hard, but you know he's going to do something stupid.
They are deep enough for the Suns, I will say, because that's fair. after the starters, the Suns have nothing. And the Clippers roster is pretty deep. Now, I would say the quality in that depth is probably not there, right? It kind of drops off a little bit, but I think they can still get points and steal games here and there. I think they can definitely win the series. But after, it's going to get pretty hard because a lot of teams, they got depth as well. So,
yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be a close series, though, if Kawhi keeps playing like this. I mean, Booker went off in game two. I think he dropped 38.
Yeah.
KD's been, you know, decent but not great. I don't know if that's a factor with Kawhi guarding him.
He's been KD. He's still been in the 20s, right? Yeah. He's not AD right now, right? He's not, 8 points, 10 points. Like, he's having quality games. It's just not the game that most people expect. You know what I mean?
Ryan, you good?
Just came out of this door, scared the shit out of me.
Sorry. Oh, man. See you over there, like, freaking out. I didn't know if I saw, like, a mouse or something. Anyways. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a close series. We'll see how it goes. You know, I got the Suns, but the Clippers are playing well right now. So, we'll see. Let's see. Nuggets and Timberwolves right now. It's only one game in. They play again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Nuggets dominated the Timberwolves. I don't think that's going to be a close matchup at all.
No.
I mean, we'll see what Denver looks like on the road. Maybe the T-Wolves can keep it close on the road when they're at home. But the Denver's just so much better, especially in their starting five. And depth-wise. So Denver's, they're good.
Yeah, the Timberwolves is playing too much hero ball.
Yeah.
They're not fluid right now. You know, it's like, hey, Cat, you go off. Okay, Anthony Edwards, your turn. All right. Anybody else, get a shot up. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. It's not going to get it done.
I mean, that's when Edwards decides to show up.
Yeah.
I know those two playing games, Edwards was god awful. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Is that all? I think that was
That's all for the West. Yeah.
So, the East, we got Bucks Heat. They're playing game two right now. Bucks are up 7 in the second. They're down 1-0 to Miami. Giannis, big storyline, got hurt. He hurt his lower back in game one, probably a big reason why Miami could take that game. But also the Miami Heat, they lost Tyler Hero. He broke his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I think his wrist, but I could be wrong. Hand, wrist, something. He's
out for the year. Yeah.
Yeah. He can't shoot. So, not a fair trade off. The Bucks definitely lost a more potent player, but, I think the Bucks still have enough to get by the Heat.
Without Giannis?
Without Giannis. I think they still do. You know, Middleton.
Sure as hell hope so.
They're going to step up. And then if Brooke Lopez might be a game changer for them. When he gets on, like, that team, like, is unstoppable. Yeah. Like, he's that.
Especially when he knocked down that three.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he knocks down the three. He's always going to get, he's good for 10 to 15 rebounds a game when he's getting a lot of minutes, which he will without Giannis in there. Like, people forget about him, but he's still a pretty good player. He's not the greatest on defense, definitely not athletic, but he will protect the rim, if he's in the area. But Adebayo might be able to get around him a few times. So we'll see how that matchup pans out. I still like the Bucks, but the Heat definitely have a chance now if Giannis doesn't come back. I don't know how severe this lower back strain is. If I'm Giannis, I'm trying to get back as soon as possible. You got to grit that out. I know a back injury sucks, but you got to do what you got to do. Players have played with it before. You know, I don't know how you feel about that, Kenny.
No, I'm gonna keep looking at updates for the Lakers game, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, they're toast. They're down 12.
Bro, I don't understand. Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks are not even playing well, right? Like, Jared Jackson has like 16 or 17 points. Tillman Jr. He's 19. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Luke Kennard.
I mean, this has been the Lakers thing all year, though. They get anemic on offense. Okay. Because it's the Memphis is not playing well right now. It's the Lakers that are playing terribly.
Bro, Bron has 22. Rory,
that's it.
Has 20.
Right.
Everybody
where's
else?
Where's AD? Where is he at?
It's under 10.
Yeah. Where's Reeves? Like, I mean, you guys need Reeves to be good every night now. He just has to be.
Him or Dennis Schroeder, like, or D'Angelo Russell.
I know, but we know who Schroeder is. Like, he's.
I know that, but I'm saying that they are being spotty. Like, where's D'Angelo Russell? He's supposed to be the third man, right?
That's
Batman,
true.
Robin, and what's the butler name? Alfred. you know what I mean? You're supposed to be that. You ain't Alfred.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell, 1-for-8 from the field right now. Three points.
Come on, bro. You've been 1-for-8 every day in game.
And even if he's not scoring, he's only got 2 dimes. Like, what is he doing?
He ain't passing.
No, he's not doing anything.
He's bricking. Anyway.
So LeBron's trying to carry the team, but, I mean, AD, 2-for-12 from the field. Let's...
Against Tillman?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
You know what they remind me of? They're playing trash like the Hawks are against the Celtics. I take my word back, they about to get their ass swept.
Yes.
Boston's in a different pocket right now. They are just playing incredibly good. The dynamics, the rotation between Tatum and Brown is really good. I would say Derek White, he is playing out of his mind. He's averaging 25 right now. Like, that's an X factor that people are not even looking at, right? Yeah. So,
well, the biggest thing is every time the Hawks they throw some jabs. Like, they played better in game 2 in the beginning of the game, and they were putting the Celtics on their heels a little bit. But then the Celtics calmed down on defense. Everything starts with their defense.
100%.
Because then they get that fast break game going. And, you know, I don't want to say they look like the Showtime Lakers, but they're in that. They're trying to play similar to that, where they're run and gun type team.
No, that's true. That's true.
I'm not going to say they're a historic team. I'm just saying they're trying to emulate a similar pattern.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Celtics, man, they look like they're going to sweep. I mean, they could fall asleep on one of the games on the road.
Nah, they're not.
And get that gentleman's sweep, but
Trae Young is not being Trae Young.
That's,
you know what I mean?
I mean, he's getting guarded by guys that are
longer. No, but I'm saying he's not being the Trae Young, putting up 30, 40 points. He's not doing that.
I think that's partly because of the Celtics defense.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that at all. I'm just saying in order for the Hawks to win, he needs to have both games going. He needs to have people on their toes where he's scoring deep, he's shooting deep threes, he's getting people like, oh my God, we got to guard him. Then he can throw alleys to Capella and you know, everybody else. Yeah. But that's not happening.
Honestly, I think if the Hawks want to have a better chance, I feel like a guy like John Collins has to get going, because to beat the Celtics, you got to have a big guy that can score, so they have to worry about collapsing their defense, which then it provides the kick out. Right now, the Celtics, they don't have to collapse.
Yeah, that's true.
They just worry about the perimeter against the Hawks, and that's it. And I feel like that's why I picked them from the beginning to sweep, because I didn't think the Hawks had a dominant big man that could take over a game.
Yeah.
So, who else we got? We got Knicks and Cavs.
Cavaliers, yeah. That's a good series.
Bro, it is a good series, and I got both games wrong. I flip-flopped on them, okay? Like, I wanted the Cavs in game 1. They flopped. The Knicks took it. And then I took the Knicks in game 2. And, of course, the Cavs had a dominant performance. So, Julius Randle, I feel like, hasn't really been, like, himself in these two games. Like, he's been
coming off an injury. But the first game, that was his first game back.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, that's his first game back. So, I thought that was a good game for him, showing coming back. And then this last game, it was like, all right.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, Brunson's definitely carrying the team. They need some of their role guys to step up. Barrett needs to step up.
That's the problem. It's RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I think he had like 7 points the other night.
He's Anthony Davis for them.
Right.
He's, you know what I mean? Like, one day he's playing good, the next day he disappears. But you can't do that in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He can't shoot the three. He's not doing nothing effectively. So it's like, at this point, he's not good. They might as well put Emmanuel quickly in. and let him score, because at least he can get a shot and he can shoot a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then I think the one guy for the Knicks, who was it? I don't think he played game two. Josh Hart, maybe, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He had a really good game one. So
yeah, Josh Hart.
That helped propel them a little bit. He was good on the offensive rebounds and stuff. So, yeah, I think that game, that series is going to go 6 or 7 the way they're playing right now.
No, for sure. I think as well.
And then the last series, 76ers, they're just wiping the floor with the Nets. I mean,
would you do that, though?
Yeah, I felt like that was going to be a sweep. So you're going to have two sweeps, basically, and then they're going to face each other. And it's going to be a hell of a series when it's Boston versus Philly. Even if they're not sweeps, that's definitely the matchup. I don't think anybody will disagree with that.
That'd probably be the best matchup across the whole NBA.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it in basketball. Is there anything that you guys are surprised by, or
for basketball?
For basketball, that's happened so far in the playoffs, like
this is Warriors, the Warriors and Kings. Yeah. I think for sure, just the fact that it's not like the Warriors are not shooting good; they're shooting decent for the most part. They're just losing, right?
Yeah,
and it's not like they're losing off game winner; like they're losing, getting beat by like 10. Mm.
Yeah,
and for once, they look human like. All right, it's like, okay, you can't shoot your way back into this.
But you can't count them out either.
No, I'm not. Oh, you can't. You can never count them out, right? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying they look human-like in a sense where you're like, And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Alabama like 2 years ago when they played Georgia. When they beat Georgia and everyone's like, oh, man, Alabama, they're not going to lose, da-da-da. And then play back again. It was like, smack that ass. Next year, smack that ass. Everybody's like, They don't look as strong as they did before. Like that's what they look like right now.
Yeah.
So.
Real quick, I was gonna bring up the hockey playoffs. So hockey, we got the playoffs going.
Kick fuck my hockey. Ass.
Why fuck hockey?
Well, because the Golden Knights lost.
Yeah. Everybody. I know. I can handle hockey. I'm gonna handle 5-1. Every lost. Single person that was supposed to be winning at home, all the top seeds, they all lost. Majority of them lost.
Except Boston.
Except Boston. That was it, right? Like, and everybody else I took, look, I told Brian, I said, man, I think the Wild are going to, you know, they're going to win. Nah, now the Stars at home, man. They're gonna do their part. I was like, all right, cool. Stars, lost. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, that did go to OT. But
I took the Rangers, right? I took the Rangers. They won.
Yeah.
The Knights, I took them. Loss.
Yeah. How do you like Tampa though? They beat the brakes off of Toronto.
I know. And guess what? I was like trying not to be a homer, but guess what? I took them. I said, I'm taking them still.
Yeah.
And my parlay tonight would be good. I took all the other teams, all the opposite of what I thought, I took it tonight. And they're good. Yeah, besides tonight. The Lakers.
That's ooh, the Panthers homer. Just took the lead.
Yep.
3-2.
I took Panthers +1.5.
Yeah. I mean, I got all the favorites tonight. I figured the home teams would take care of business. Bruins, Hurricanes. The Hurricanes and Islanders are going to OT right now. Bruins, I guess, are down now 3-2 in the beginning of the third. And then later on, we got the Wild and Stars. I got the Stars to come back and tie up the series. And then I got the Oilers taking care of the Kings. I think I said it before, the Oilers, man, they can score on anybody.
Yep.
So it's going to come down to how well they can play on defense. They held the Kings down pretty good. I mean, it was a close game, but they prevailed. We'll see if they can continue to do that. As long as they protect home ice, I think they'll be okay. Let's see what other series we got. Like I said, already the Lightning, they wiped the ice with the Maple Leafs. But I still think that's going to be a close series. But then again, Toronto is historically choked in the playoffs. So, hey, maybe the Leafs will, I mean, maybe the Lightning will just take care of business, sweep them or something. They play game 2 tomorrow. The other series is the Rangers and Devils. The Rangers took game 1. They're at New Jersey, so that's pretty good. The home team is not taking care of ice, so we'll see. Kraken and Avs. The Avs actually lost to the Kraken. That was an upset. I mean, the Kraken, they're good.
I told you that.
I know they can score a lot of goals, but I feel like the Avs. They're just a better team, man. I still think the Avs are going to take that series. It's only 1-0 right now. So, and then the Golden Knights, of course, like we said, down 1-0 to the Jets. That is that was pretty bad. They need to wake up.
It didn't look good at all.
No, they did. They did not look like the number one seed in the West.
Not at all.
So, yeah. Other than that, I mean, we're just getting started. So next week we'll have better updates.
Yep.
That's pretty much it for hockey. I mean, anybody, you guys flopping on any picks that you took based on one game yet? Or you feeling pretty good still about your Knights there, Ryan?
Yeah. Who do I have them in the finals with? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
The Rangers?
I think you did take the Rangers. You took a little bit of a homer pick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good pick. I mean, they're probably my second favorite in the East.
No, I'll stick with it. The only one I'm nervous about is the NBA one, but it's whatever. It's because the Golden State's scaring me, and then
Golden State. This is a good time to hit Golden State.
Maybe I hit them last week, so. And that was not a great time to hit Golden State.
I did too. I was like, oh yeah, Golden State. They lost the first one. I'm like, they're going to win this one. I doubled up.
Yeah.
So they're going to get this one back. And I woke up the next day. I said, 114-104.
Hit it again.
So what? I was so mad.
All right. One more time.
One more time. This is the last one coming up.
They're not going to go down 3-0. No,
not 3-0.
No way.
They're not going to get swept.
We're going to come back next week. Guys, I have to move out of my house. I can't afford it.
I kept doubling up.
You know, like the Warriors, they lost my house.
They did. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Anything else you guys want to touch on hockey? No?
Nope. No. That's it. I'm still waiting for everything to get really going.
All right. And then real quick on baseball, real quick update. The Rays finally lost. They're still 16-3. But they showed that they're a little bit human. Let's see. The Boston is in the cellar, but the Yankees are 10-7 and they are in fourth place in the East right now. It's super early, nothing to panic about, but it's just notable that the East, all the teams are playing pretty well right now. So the Yankees don't want to mess around too long, or you know, they could find themselves outside the playoffs.
But it's like that, man. But people don't, they're not gonna sustain it. That's the thing. It's always like that in the beginning. They're not going to sustain it.
You're right. We'll see. I mean, the Rays did just lose a guy to Tommy John surgery already, one of their best starters, Springs. So that kind of sucks for them, especially with a team that has one of the lowest payrolls. So, you know, by default, they really don't have a lot of talent going around for guys missing a lot of time. Let's see. Anybody else that stands out to me? Seattle still sucks. I don't know what's going on with them. They should be one of the favorites in the West, and so is Houston. But Houston at least has an excuse. They're missing their team leader in Altuve. Mm-hmm. Surprising, the Texas Rangers are leading that division.
They're playing their ass off.
They are. I mean, they got DeGrom pitching really well.
And they get their bats are going too, bro.
They're playing out of their minds, really. I mean, their lineup is – there's nobody notable in their lineup that you're like scared of. I mean, they got Seager at short, but other than him, like, I don't know.
No big names.
Who are we talking about here? You know? So, but yeah. Let's see. Anybody else? The Dodgers look awful. They just not themselves right now.
The whole NLS looks awful.
It does. When you have the Arizona Diamondbacks leading that division, you know that something's wrong. Even San Francisco doesn't look that great. They're 6-11. That's terrible. I thought they were going to be like a decent team, maybe make a wild card spot. But they're awful. But again, it's early. Baseball, things can happen in a month and it all changes. So
call me in 3 months when the season's a quarter of the way done.
In 3 months, we're not going to be worried about baseball because it's football season.
I know.
Bam out, bam out.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I don't want to talk about baseball this week.
No, for sure.
Let's talk about Zappy real quick.
I'm telling you. That's it. That's going to be the most important thing to talk about.
No, I'm not talking about Zappy. I won't mention the Patriots at all if he's the quarterback.
All right, well, you ain't going to be mentioning him.
All right, cool.
Are we doing football?
Yeah, let's talk about football, man.
I guess so. Do we want to talk about football?
We need to talk about
football. Jalen Hurts. Highest paid player in NFL history. He gets the bag, 5 years, $255 million. That's $51 million a year. He tops Aaron Rodgers as the highest paid quarterback, according to annual salary. And then, that Daniel Jones contract's not looking so bad for the Giants now.
But he was never going to get that, so cut that out.
But people were thinking like, oh, it was if bad. Jalen Hurts is going to get like four, they were speculating if Jalen Hurts is around $45 million, how could you give Daniel Jones $40 million?
You know why? No, Jalen Hurts got that because he has an all women like support team and staff, his agent, his marketing, like all, and they negotiate better than men. Men, they prove that. They prove that. That's the biggest deal, bro.
But, I mean, how does that prove anything?
She proved it.
I mean, he was just the next quarterback that got a contract.
No, no. Did you hear what Ryan just said?
What?
They were projecting him to get $40 million in that range. He got 51.
Okay.
I mean.
But also look at how it's structured.
But it's going to be temporary.
Look at what the guarantees are. You know? Like,
he has less guarantees.
I was just showing love to his team. That's all.
Sorry. I know. I mean, but let's not just say like, oh, it's because they're women. I mean.
No, yeah, women do negotiate better than men, though. That's a proven fact.
I think you're comparing.
I'm talking like general. I'm not talking. To
I think you're trying to say like how defensive. You negotiate with your wife. Like that's different. Yeah, of course you're gonna be like, no, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Of course, that's how we all are.
Okay. So
okay. That went left.
Hey,
anyway,
the guarantee in his contract's $179 million. I think. Kyler Murray's in the 180s, and he only signed a $230 million contract.
It must be. It must be because he's stealing for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Supposedly, there are reports that Lamar Jackson has a $200 million guarantee contract with the Ravens on the table. So. I don't know how true that is. We'll see if something.
Breaking news alert. The Lakers lost. That would suck. Fucking Ponzi's.
Are you even that surprised?
Yeah, I am, bro. I thought we were going to pull it back. And the Bucks are down 30.
What?
I mean, not the Ducks. The Heat are down 30. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, damn.
Sorry. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off, Ryan. That really hurt me because, again, that you can't let that happen, bro. We can't let that happen.
Yeah.
If it's one team I hate losing more than Alabama, it's going to be the Lakers.
Dude, sorry. So, all right. Are you okay? You can be all right?
I don't know, bro. I'm about to almost slam my phone.
Well, here, this will make you feel better. DeMar Hamlin's cleared to resume football activities. So he's going to make a comeback.
Good for him.
Why would it make you feel better?
If he plays the whole season, he could have like four tackles and he'll get comeback player of the year. It doesn't matter. It's guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of deserving.
Yeah.
All right. The guy didn't die on the field. I mean,
why? That's awesome that he's coming back.
That's not.
I mean, okay. If he wants to play and the doctors say he's good and they explain all the risks to him, it's his decision to make.
So because of the situation that happened, it automatically gives him the comeback player of the year?
I don't think he would be deserving. Oh, well, I don't. That's hard to say.
You're saying how the politics are going to work
out.
Yeah,
the politics will. There's no, like, he could play four snaps and they would vote.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the NFL. If he only plays four snaps, ain't nobody going to talk about him.
Yeah, no.
I'm being realistic. Like, the people gave it notoriety because of the situation and how high stakes it is because of the life at stake, which I'm glad that he's healthy. But people in today's day, they have pig memories, right? Like, it gone. People don't remember that. People don't even know what they had for breakfast 2 days ago. They're not going to be like, oh, okay, cool, he's playing. Bills fans might remember it. But for the most part, NFL, it's going to be another storyline that comes back and you're not going to even think about it.
Yeah, but anytime the Bills play nationally, they're going to say, they're going to cover it.
They're yeah, but that's because they're trying to save face. That's why.
Well, not only that, but it's a tear-jerking story, and that's what all media likes to put out there. So it's going to keep coming up all season long. I mean,
so first couple weeks, yes.
I feel like it's going to be fresh in people's minds for as long as he continues to play week in and week out. It's going to continuously be brought up. So if that happens, if he plays every week, I think he does. I think he's going to win that award no matter what.
Yeah, don't mind me, bro. I'm salty, so don't mind me.
Damn. What else we got?
Every bet I had Lakers. Down two.
We are going backwards.
Down two.
All right.
We already did that segment, Kenny.
Yeah. We'll rewind later. Hey, look, things are not looking great for Joe Mixon. It's just not great for him. He's pleaded not guilty to his menacing charges that they recharged him. I have no idea what happened.
Menacing? That sounds like menace to society.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Apparently he's causing a ruckus.
He's over here terrorizing people.
Basically, it's terrorizing without actually being a terrorist. Because that has a different definition. But it's along the same lines, I think. He just doesn't have
what a menace to society. A
political reason to do it or whatever. But whatever the hell the definition is.
In addition to that, if that wasn't troublesome enough for him, he's been told by Bengals, there's sources at the Bengals that are saying if he doesn't take a pay cut, you could see him get cut by June 1st.
I think that makes sense. Joe Burrow got to get his bag.
Joe Burrow and T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, his bag is not going to be as crazy, but he's like Joe Mixon doesn't do enough that he deserves the money.
T. Higgins is going to get more or less than Odell Beckham.
Per year?
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah. He's going to you're going to be sorely mistaken.
Yeah.
What?
He's 20 plus a year.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
He will be.
Bro, you got to understand. If you give T. Higgins money, what are you going to give Jamar Chase next year?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they're going to retain him. I think it's going to be Jamar Chase that gets retained.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get that money from them.
T. Higgins is going to get the money from someone else though.
That's fair. That's a fair statement. I don't think he's worth it. Yeah, I think he's a viable number one for sure. But I just don't think that the Bengals are going to be able to stretch the paycheck enough, right? Like, you pay guys on defense a little bit, right? Now you got to save up cap space to pay Joe Burrow, because if you think if Jalen Hurts got 255, right, at 51, what do you think that Joe Burrow is going to get? And God forbid he goes after Justin Herbert. Yeah. If he go after Justin Herbert, then it's going to get – he might get 300.
I mean, in my opinion, Burrow should be the highest-paid quarterback.
He will be.
So I'm talking about 300 guaranteed.
Yeah, I know. I don't – whatever. Whatever
the highest paid. You think he should be the highest-paid quarterback over, like, guaranteed-wise or what? Or yes. Yeah, what are you saying?
Just everything.
In general.
Everything. The whole thing.
Oof. Well, so
– I'm not going
to
deny
if that. We were to make the argument – you would say Patrick Mahomes should be the highest paid regardless, but he's not looking for a contract right now. The next person up is Burrow and Justin Herbert.
But Burrow has more of the
resume right now
in
terms of wins and playoff wins. And
I think Lamar should get more than Justin Herbert.
Okay. You probably have a good argument for that. Yeah. At least Lamar's
not going to happen.
I mean,
so Joe Burrow, if you guys had to give him the money, your projection is what? $300 million guaranteed, 5-year deal, 6-year deal, what?
I mean, if I'm the Bengals, I'm trying to lock him up a long time. Like, I'm trying to give him a Mahomes deal.
You trying to give him 10 years, like $500 million, something like that?
I don't think he would do it.
No, if it has if it had Mahomes stipulations in it, I think he would.
Maybe.
Mahomes had got a sweet deal. Like, a lot of players' options in there, right?
But it also was beneficial to the team as well.
That was.
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys want to hear this, too? This is another thing I heard. So, DeAndre Hopkins, it's switching topics real quick, but DeAndre Hopkins, his contract had a no-trade clause that was thus voided because he was suspended for 6 games this last year. So, he had control over where he got traded to, and now he has no control. Like, the team could just trade his ass anywhere.
Shouldn't have took no drugs.
Should have took no drugs.
Should have got caught. Took
no drugs. He'd been good.
Yeah, that's insane. Hopefully, Lamar Jackson signs soon. So next week before the draft, we could talk about some Lamar Jackson news, him signing. But we'll see how that goes. Joe Mixon, another running back that's going to get cut, which then I will end my segment and give it right to Kenny so he can go on his little tangent. But Dalvin Cook is also more than likely getting cut. There's no way he remains a Minnesota Viking right now.
I think you need to run a tally on all the guys that you're projecting to get to cut, and I'm going to wrap it up in a gift box.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send it in my personal statement letter to the NFL.
It's insane, but the dominoes have been falling ever since someone that had a really productive year last year in Miles Sanders signed a $6 million contract, a year contract. Yep. Ever since then, it's been like teams are like, wait a minute. So you're telling me I can get a guy that rushes for 1,210 touchdowns for $6 million a year? I don't have to pay $12 million? I don't have to pay $15 million? $16 million?
Yep. That's a unicorn, man.
I know. That's what they're saying.
He did the market dirty.
It's not that him doing the market dirty. Is he's trying to seize the moment. Like, if that's who's giving me the most money, I'm going to take that. What am I supposed to do? Like, all right, well, I don't want to mess up the market, so I'm not going to take the money. I'm going to do the market justice and stay with the Eagles for whatever the case may be, right? Because they want to – even if the Eagles gave him a one-year deal, it was going to lowball him, which I think they should lowball him anyway, because what has he really done? That was 1 year. He had 1 year showing. Before that, he was spotty. His rookie year, yes.
Because they don't want to give him the ball.
I understand that. I understand they don't want to give him the ball, right? They don't want to give him the ball. But at the end of the day, I think outside of that, maybe I might be a little biased because of fantasy. But anyway, his rookie year, and then he's okay, right? He had a good year last year. He got some touches. And I think the Eagles did him disservice because the Eagles knew they need to make their cap space. So they let him go. And the Panthers was the best thing he had. But I don't think that the rest of the RB market should be getting down dirty as they're doing now. I don't think that means Saquon doesn't get the money that he's supposed to get, right? Because those guys, you don't get to where you are without those guys, right? Like, so with that being said, I'm not saying you got to break the bank and get them. Oh, everybody pass like the QB market. Right. But at the same time, you got to give the guy something. You can't sit here and be like, all right, I'm not going to give him nothing. Because then at that point in time, then what you're going to do, you're going to see the running backs as a whole might even be effective. Like, people are not even going to play running back.
No. People will play running back, but they just won't get paid.
No, but I'm saying like legit players are going to be like, I don't want to play running back. I'm going to go to slot. I'm going to be Deebo Samuels. That's what I'm going to be doing. I do
see that.
You know what I'm saying? You want to see more of that because people are like, well, I need to get the right money, and I guess they're going to pay me if I'm a receiver. So I'll be a receiver and I can run in the backfield as well. I'm not going to just be a pure running back.
I mean, you're already seeing that type of running back kind of die off anyways. If you can't catch out of a backfield, they're not as versatile. So the teams don't use them as much, and therefore they're not going to pay them as much because their snap percentage is way down. That's why a guy like Zeke got cut.
Yeah, think about this right now. What When's the last team with like a top flight running back to win a Super Bowl? Maybe Tampa Bay with Leonard Fournette. Was Leonard Fournette considered?
I don't know what you consider a top flight running back. You know what I mean?
Kansas City never had a top guy, top paid running back. The year the Rams won, they weren't paying nobody at running back. Kansas City never pays anyone. New England never pays running backs. They spread it through three running backs. Philly, when they won with the Philly special, like these teams, no one, they're not paying running backs. So they're seeing the formula laid out and they're like, why spend the money on the running backs when I can spend it elsewhere? And they're realizing they're having to pay slot receivers at least over 10 mil a year. That's the, for the number three.
Okay, so well, guess what, guys? We just segmented into hot takes like hotcakes because that is complete bullshit, right? Like, I understand, yes, those teams haven't had a high paid running back, but look at the teams before that, right? And at the end of the day, you want to say, okay, all right, you have a team in the Rams that had a Matthew Stafford that had players around him. You had Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Last time I checked, everybody ain't got that at quarterback. You don't have a Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, right? So it's one of those things is you can't try to say, well, I'm not going to pay anybody because that's not the formula that works when you don't have those same caliber type of players, right? You don't have those same type of caliber players, so guess what you need to do? You need to take care of the people that you do have. Because you can take, you can use all your time and try to make your quarterback Patrick Mahomes like or a gunslinger. But if he ain't a gunslinger, he's not a gunslinger, right? For the Giants, for them to say, all right, well, I'm not going to give Saquon the money he deserves because that's not how you win. Guess what, Daboll? I know it's not in your control, but guess what, Daboll? Daniel Jones ain't Josh Allen. He not that.
Not yet.
Ain't no not yet. That's never happened.
Not yet,
baby. You're going to see this year he's going to flop. You're going to see it.
All right.
And I guarantee you, if you guys do not play Saquon, right, and Saquon leaves, the Giants are donezo. Done.
I don't know about that.
What? They have nothing. Saquon makes defensive coordinators have the game plan. You can't let Saquon cook because it makes things easier for Daniel Jones because he likes the RPO, right? Not the RPO. He likes to run pass option, right? The play action. He likes to do that. So if you take that away, who is that running back that's going to be effective for them?
I know. I love Saquon to death, but who? I wouldn't pay him either. I don't care.
You know what you guys sound like? You sound like the people that talk about, college athletes shouldn't get the NIL deal. They shouldn't get paid that. They should, you know, the love of the game. You should take a friendly deal. You shouldn't just chase the money. Like, what are you talking about? Like, if a player is producing, if a player is adding value to your team, then pay him the money.
Yes, but like to be effective at the running back position, and you have to play, you don't even play 100% of the snaps. To be a good, effective player, it's like 60% is like a high number for the running back position. Whereas like receivers are, a lot of them are out there for like 99% of the plays.
No, that's not true.
Number ones are usually out there.
That's not true. As many times, it's all package oriented. As many times that the number ones is not on the field. And majority of the time, the number ones on the field, you know they're going to get the ball or the plays ran for them. Right on every team, you can. It's many times guys on the sideline. You see, certain player caught the ball. A number one, Keenan Allen, he just coming off the sideline. Jamar Chase on the sideline right now, right for a couple plays, because it's like, oh, these are run blocking plays. These are plays that we're not really throwing the ball to them, right? These might be doggone, you know, dink and dunk plays where you're kicking it to the tight end on a flat route or something like that. You don't need to be in there for that. Don't waste your energy. That happens all the time. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, you're doing a disservice to the game by not playing players, because players, what they're going to do is they're going to be smarter and they're going to figure out a way. So then eventually you might as well just turn shit to 7-on-7, because there ain't going to be nobody want to be in the backfield at running back. Nobody's going to want to be back there.
Jamar Chase last year averaged 94% of snaps, offensive snaps for his team.
Young Buck. It's fine.
Cooper Kupp, he averaged 95% of snaps.
He's in the slot.
Devontae Adams, 95% of snaps. DJ Moore, 96. Michael Pittman Jr., 97% of snaps. This one's weird. Matt Collins, he averaged 93% of snaps.
Yeah, but you're saying Matt Collins, first of all, he's a young buck. He's a no name. So like that's not a number one. That's just a receiver, right? And then Devontae Adams, I understand that. That's probably the only outlier you can say. All the other guys are young.
Yeah, makes sense. Saquon last year averaged 80% of the offensive snaps for the team.
But we're not giving him the money though.
If you look at his stat logs from last year, yes, you can argue it's gameplay, but he was less effective the second half of the year. He did all his damage those first eight, nine games, and then he was more tired, and we were rotating other players back there. Matt Breida was playing back there.
Did you just try to put Matt Breida and Saquon in the same category?
No, but here, let's look at this. Weeks 1 to week 9, he was like 80%. But later in the year, he was like, he has a game where he's 31% of snaps, 80%, 79%. Like most of it, he played a lot in the beginning.
Let the Chargers not play Austin Eckler.
They don't care. Yeah, let them not
play Austin Eckler. Let him go and see how effective we are at the Chargers. That's a prime example. Well, when he's not in the game, trash.
Kenny's tone will change when they draft Gibbs in like the second round, and then they get rid of Austin
paying
Eckler.
Him jack shit. Yeah,
no, but my tone is not going to change because I still think Austin Eckler should get his money. But what I'm saying is that if you don't have a player running back that's dynamic that can do both, right to Brian's point earlier, then you're not going to be effective, dog. You can't just have a bum at running back and think like, okay, well we're going to go and sling it to all the receivers. You're not going to be effective, bro. Because at the end of the day, people are going to just line up and dime and say, all right, cool, run the ball.
Yeah, but you can get to the Super Bowl with a $6 million running back like Miles Sanders.
You can get to the Super Bowl when you have Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, not when you got Daniel Jones and Tua Tagovailoa. You ain't going to get nowhere. You ain't going to get nowhere with doggone Brock Purdy when you ain't got no running back.
Well, if you want to bring up the 49ers, I mean, they're not paying a quarterback a lot of money, so they can afford to splurge on an elite running
but
back.
But how different did C-Mac, when he got there, I mean, CMC, sorry, when he got there, how effective was their team when he got there? It was a total game change. People forgot about Deebo Samuels. People were like, Deebo who? CMC yeah. makes the whole team run. It was like, oh my gosh, he's killing. They paid him money. So you can't tell me that a running back.
Because they can afford it right now.
I understand you said right now, but what I'm saying is that a running back does make a difference. For a person that came from the Panthers, which he looked lethargic, like, oh my gosh, he's not the same guy. He switches on a plane ride the next day. He's doggone looking at the film on an iPad. He gets in the game and they look better off the jump just from getting snaps. Why is that? Because it's more threat. It's like, man, we got to pay attention to the run for sure. Like, yeah, they're already a run team. He can scheme already. Shanahan can scheme already. But now they got an actual legit player back there that we got to focus on. So everybody else looks good. They had Brock Purdy. People saying, oh, man, we don't need anybody. Brock Purdy is the answer. Like, what are we talking about? Brock Purdy's the answer? Because of what the run game was doing. That wasn't Joe Schmo back there.
I know.
That was Christian McCaffrey.
I know.
Same thing with Austin Eckler with the Chargers. When Austin Eckler is running the ball, we look like we can't be beat. When Austin Eckler is hurt, he's out the game. When he had the hamstring injury or he got this injury, we suck. We get blown out the water.
Then that maybe that means that Justin Herbert isn't quite the quarterback that he needs to be.
It's not.
Man, yeah, but their argument is that they can replace that with traits.
No, you can't.
It's being proven. Okay, here's my next question to you, Kenny.
It's not being proven when you're talking about doggone Patrick Mahomes. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Like, when it's said and done, they're going to be top five. We're not talking about doggone a regular person. Give me a regular name guy. Give me a regular name guy that's doing it. Give me a regular name guy that's doing it.
Stafford.
Stafford? Their team was loaded. That's one
person. Who was their running back? You asked me to give you a guy. I gave you a guy. Who was their running back that year?
Cam Akers, Darrell Henderson. Yes, they didn't pay them because they were up for a contract, but they're not bums.
They won't get money.
Yeah, no.
Henderson, I think, is not even on the team anymore.
Oh, they dismantled their whole team. They let everybody freaking go. Like, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, besides those two guys, you said Stafford. Other than that, who? We can't compare top tier quarterbacks to everybody else in the league and be like, oh well, they did it. No, you can't do the same thing.
I mean, that's a little unfair to ask because it usually requires a top tier quarterback to even get to the Super Bowl. Right. So what we're saying is that's what I'm saying.
When Darryl you have Henderson to pay your quarterback, signed like a $1 million contract with the Jags right now.
So like you said, right, it requires a top tier quarterback to get there. So
right. People are going to pay a quarterback and not a running back.
That's like a person in a company saying, well, the VP did it. You ain't the VP. You can't get away with the VP get away with. You got to be like everybody else. You can't talk on my, oh, well, I don't got the same privilege because you ain't the same caliber.
Can I ask you a question? Can you list positions from the most important to pay to the least important to pay? You don't have to go all the way down the list, but what is the number one position that you want to pay?
You're going to have to pay your quarterback.
Quarterback. Okay. All right. What's next?
After your quarterback, you're going to have to, I think it's defense. So okay. You're going to have to either, you're going to get like your safety or linebacker, whoever's running the quarterback on the defensive side. That's me.
Okay. It's either going to be a pass rusher or a corner.
No.
Yes. Safeties don't get paid as much as corners.
You're asking me. This ain't
I'm asking Kenny how he prioritizes.
Kenny's important. Kenny gonna be running the Cleveland Browns, never making anything if he's gonna be paying these positions.
How do you figure if I have
quarterback and middle linebacker? I'll do middle linebacker. I like that
one. All right, cool. All right. And then after that, it's gonna be cornerback and then O lineman. And then after that, I'm gonna say running back or receiver.
Okay, so you think receivers and running backs should be similar.
Bro. Receivers and running backs should be similar because they're a dime a dozen.
You
get a ton of receivers, you get a ton of running backs.
I do not argue with that in the slightest. Now, if you can get the wide receivers and the running backs to talk to each other and maybe, I don't know, split the difference, and then they could both make 15, 16 mil a year.
It's three positions compared to one. You got three wide receivers on the field, and y'all like, oh, the slot should get 14, 15. They should get 18, 20. But guess what? The running back, you one position, you should get nothing. Like, you should get $3 million, bro. You should talk about getting $3 million deal. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
The market is getting
ruined.
Every
single one of those receivers are valued or have a high value. Like, oh, every single one of them should get paid. No, that's not the case. But it's like, well, I play receiver technically. Yeah, I understand you play receiver, but guess what? You're not top tier dollars, but everybody thinks they're top tier dollars. But guess what? The one position, it's not getting their money's worth. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to continue. You're not going to change my mind. You're not going to make me feel any differently. We'll be on this podcast for an hour and a half. I'll be still telling you the same shit.
All right. Well, I don't think the Giants are going to pay Saquon, unfortunately. And I love Saquon, but they have too many players that they have. They have a defensive tackle that they got to sign.
Who's more important from that team than Saquon? That still needs to be paid.
Yeah, but they can have Saquon this year for 10 mil. He can get 10 mil. But who's more important long term for that team? It's their left tackle, who was a second team. Andrew Thomas. He was a second team all pro last year.
The one that was getting cooked his rookie year?
His rookie year.
Everybody thought he was gonna be that guy.
He was one of the best.
He had one good year. Now he's one of the best.
He was one of the best last year.
1 year and he's the best now?
I gotta
go because I remember 2 years ago when he was there, he was getting his ass cooked. I remember us talking about it. He was like, oh my gosh, he's not being effective. Now you're talking about he's the best. Oh no, we done. No, we done.
So you're mad at me because you're taking 1 year where he was bad and I'm taking 1 year where he's good. Now you're arguing with me because I'm on the side of
Been proven. You said that he should get paid over Saquon. That's what you're saying.
I'm thinking that's what we're talking about. Down the line. Down the line. They have to project that out. Same thing with Dexter Lawrence. They have to project his contract out. If they stick themselves with a contract with Saquon for the next 4 years, what are they going to do? And then by the time it comes up to get these guys, they don't have time to make the cut. They don't have money to make pay these guys.
Okay, do the same thing y'all did with Williams. Give the money up to them, and then they're not gonna be effective after you give it to Brad. Cool.
He was effective. He was good with us.
Then you got to ask him to take a pay cut?
Yeah, because the last.
Why is that? If he's that effective, why are you taking the pay cut?
He was excellent for us the first couple of years he was with us, and even last year he was fine with us. He just got injured, and the last regime was dumb with his money and kept trying to get his cap hit down and pushing the money to the end. So what are we having to do his last year? Eat all that cap space. It's because of the previous way the contracts were made. What you want me to do, Kenny? Like, I don't run the finances for the Giants.
I'm done.
But hey, let's talk about something fun real quick. Two things, and then I'll let you go. Did you know that Nick Chubb ran like a 4.5 at the combine, but he has like one of the highest like 20 plus yard runs and 40 plus yards runs for like the last 4 to 5 years? I just thought that was a cool anomaly because I like Nick Chubb as a running back.
Game speed and 40 time at the same.
Yeah, he and his picture just looks like Frank Gore. It's like, it's sick. I don't even want to look at that anymore. And then you guys are both betting guys. Who is the odds-on Vegas favorite to win the NFC North right now?
I don't know. You guys burning on that.
NFC North? Probably the Lions.
The Lions are plus 155 and the favorites to win the NFC North. I just think that that's insane.
Who else is going to be on?
The Vikings, who won last year, they're plus 300.
Not when you let Dalvin Cook go, you're not good no more.
Well, they haven't let him go yet. They're projecting it.
They're old on defense too. Like,
for sure,
they have no corners.
The Bears are plus 320, and the Packers are last with plus 380.
And I agree with that.
You know why? I like the Lions.
Because are trash.
The Packers think they can deal without having a good person, right? So they let Aaron Rodgers go, and now they got Jordan Love.
Well, they haven't officially let him go, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to let him go, and they're going to look like complete dog water because they're one of the other teams that think, we can get it done a different way. Everybody takes a pay cut. We can do it a different way. Y'all not them. You ain't them. That's all I got to say. You ain't him.
If I was a betting guy, which I'm not, I would probably take the Vikings at that plus 300. I just like those odds, and they're not changing a ton. They're losing Adam Thielen, but
I was gonna say, where's Thielen at?
He's gone, in Carolina.
He's gone. Yeah. The thing about it though, Ryan, just because you like the odds doesn't mean that you're gonna win the bet, right?
Oh, it does not mean you're gonna win the bet at all. But I think it's an overcorrection, and the Lions are the sexy pick right now.
And just like running backs, not paying running backs is an overcorrection.
Sure. Kenny would never win a Super Bowl, but he'd have some happy-ass fucking running backs on his team.
I would never win a Super Bowl?
Okay. He'd have a stable.
I would have a stable, and I would definitely win a Super Bowl because I wouldn't just be paying anybody the money. I'm not paying Daniel Jones $40 million. That's not happening. That's the last thing I'm going to say.
He would not have any players on this team.
Yeah, I would.
He'd have Christian McCaffrey back there trying to play quarterback. Man, how'd that work out for them?
He'd have Colt McCoy or something because that's the only player he could
afford. Zeke's going to play center for him.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right,
man. I think Zeke's done that, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's his last play for Dallas was him getting mauled over.
That's not a good look. Who was your last play for? You guys ran through. Like, that's crazy, man. Anyway, I hope you guys appreciate me going on my tangent and not getting off my high horse or not paying running backs. That would never change. But anyway, as always, we appreciate the love and support. Like and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so every time we come live, you guys can be able to tap in. Next week, we're going over the draft, the mock draft. Hopefully next week the Lakers are done with the series and winning. If not, I probably won't be here to record. Anyway, do y'all have anything else to say?
No, I'm good.
That's it. All right. Good luck, Warriors. I need y'all to come through now. I need y'all to come through. Not only for me, but for a buddy that bet all that money on you guys. He got like $200,000 on the line for you guys to win. Guy. So, yeah, I know he's sitting there crying. You know what? If I was him, before I let us go, you know, if I was him every series, I would bet hella bread on the other team. You know what I mean? That makes sense? Like, that's my hedge. I'm betting on that team that I'm playing against. I'm betting hella money on them. So even if I lose 10,000, 15,000, guess what? I will get 200 if they win it.
Right.
So, but he's probably not thinking that way.
Well, he probably doesn't have that.
He's probably shitting himself.
Yeah, he's probably biting on his nails and shit. Anyway.
All right.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
See ya.
Pay your running backs.